German Chancellor Angela Merkel says all sides are needed to contribute to fully implementing the Ukraine peace plan agreed in Minsk last year. Merkel has warned that she would not attend upcoming four-way talks on the Ukrainian crisis unless there were concrete advances on the situation. In Ukraine, five civilians have been killed in attacks by Ukrainian artillery in the country's volatile east. Three of the victims were killed in a village near Luhansk after a shell fell on a house. Two people, including a five-year-old child, died in an artillery attack on Donetsk. Opposition candidate Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic has become the first female president of Croatia, winning by the narrowest of margins. Grabar-Kitarovic secured more than 50% of the votes, while incumbent Ivo Josipovic won 49%. Josipovic has conceded defeat and congratulated his rival. In Bahrain, prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Hassan says the regime's repressive measures only encourage people to press ahead with their pro-democracy drive. He says the arrest of senior opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman is one such repressive policy that would not halt the pro-democracy movement. Riyadh says all the militants who carried out a deadly bomb attack earlier this week on the country's border with Iraq were Saudi nationals. The four slain assailants were trying to infiltrate into Saudi Arabia. Two border guards and their commanding officer were also killed during the confrontation. The Iraqi army, backed by Shia volunteers and Kurdish fighters, have killed some 70 ISIL Takfiri militants near the city of Mosul. Among the dead is one senior leader of the terrorist group. Meanwhile, Kurdish officials have confirmed that nearly 30 Peshmerga fighters lost their lives in the same battle. And Haiti's president and opposition lawmakers meet again behind closed doors, trying to forge a last-minute deal. The talks are aimed at resolving a standoff which has stalled elections since 2011. President Michel Martelly will rule by decree if the two sides fail to resolve the dispute by the end of Monday.